Romans chapter 2, verse 16. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Well, I have a word for you today. Your gospel. God told me to come and tell you about your gospel. And this is the capstone after everything done and said. This is the summation of God's gospel to you and I. Romans 8:28. And we know. Say we know.
We know.
Oh my God. So that's the point. You need to know about gospel. Because if you don't know about it, you won't be able to rejoice in it. You won't be able to publish it. Praise the Lord. You won't be able to publish it. You need to be able to. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Say, I know.
I know.
Praise God. You can have your say. Since you know, you can. But if you don't know yet, you better keep standing. To God alone be all the glory. You know, because the Holy Spirit is the author of the scriptures, he's the best person to interpret it. And until we can gain grace to understand that the words that were written for you. Say what was written for you. For me. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. He said, for whatsoever. Say whatsoever. 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 You know, my dear family. This is how I've interacted with people. Anytime, anything I'm going through, I look for who went through it in the Bible. I was sharing at the Bible study, Sunday school this morning. I said, if you're having Bible discussion, all right, don't say what is in your mind like that. That has no basis. That has no foundation in the Word of God. Because you know, if you can't go to court and just say I'm not guilty. You have to prove what Abisa, anyway, I don't know, but it hasn't worked like that. My lawyer in that case would send a list. Thank God for lawyers. The first thing he slapped them with is discovery. He said they can't bring. Anyway, that's not. Let's leave it. But all you knew is that you see this faith is not just floating. Say faith is not floating. No, if you say you have faith, faith has an anchor. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, my sister. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's look at verse 4. Paul said, when I came to you, I was challenged. I don't know how to communicate this to you because I was afraid. So your faith will not stand. Say faith stands. All my people, faith stands, man. You can't claim faith that has no stand. It will be shipwrecked. Say not my own. Roll out to verse 4, my sister. Faith has a stand. So anytime you benchmark your dependence on God, there must be a bench that mark your benchmarking. Have you left? You can't just claim, you know, faith is not fake. Faith is not abstract. Faith is not opinion. Faith is relying on what God says. Are you here? Yeah. You cannot draw faith not having the word of God that substantiates it. That is the substance of faith. Are you here or you left? Now, see what the Bible says here. He said, you know, somebody just learned, confess it, possess it. In Nigeria, he saw, they used to sell, you know, Mazda, Nissan Maxima. You know, Nissan Maxima, you don't know it, you know. They don't make it anymore. There's a car they call Nissan Maxima. They import it from. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, no, yeah, they still make it. But it used to be Datsun at the time. They used to be Datsun, Bluebird. You know, they said, oh, how many were, yeah, it was Bluebird. So he was passing by, he just heard confessing possessor. He was in Monroe. He was in bus. He said, he passed through the car garage. He said, I possess it. The next day, the car was sold. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, don't just copy and paste, okay? If you copy and paste, you could copy wrong. Huh? You don't do faith like that. Faith has substance. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. He said, faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. There is something that is if somebody, if Bible says, be ready to give answer to everyone who asks you concerning the hope that you may latch upon. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, did you see that? So if you hope by faith, there must be something that's substantiated, is the anchor. And everybody may not believe you, but like that man, when the man of God said, by this time tomorrow. Well, it looks impossible to him, but the man of God was not just talking. Shaga. He had an anchor. Right? All right. So let's go here. He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I met a man which he says is a motivation speaker. As a pastor, you say you're a motivational preacher. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all. But just okay, you are motivated to confess, and then the car goes sold. Then you are demotivated. Faith doesn't work like that. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words. Oh, you know, I've done church accounting many years, since 1996-95. There was a crusade, and they said, we don't pop money here like pledge, motivate, or whatever, however it is. I don't even know how to do it. And yet we are moving solid, not begging, not looking, no credit. Like, give on the hand clap. We draw from God's postman. It's with me. Says, I own it. It's with me. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm the pastor, so God can put his post everywhere, right? And somebody has to carry it. Let somebody praise the Lord. Somebody copy and paste it. Give. He wrote 50,000. Was going on, it was a Friday, it was a Saturday event. It was Easter, like we had Easter go official. Easter. So he wrote 50,000. Naira in Nigeria. He went for a business meeting on Monday, he didn't get the contract. But he ran straight to the church office. They called me from my office. They come and sign the check. He said, I'm sorry. You know, they said, if I give it Monday, I'll get the contract. He said, don't do that. Yeah, God is not a genie. You know, a genie you just rub and smoke will come. Of course, we had to give. He was humble. You know, he said, I will give 5,000. Give me the 50,000 back. So we gave him 50,000. Now, don't do that. Say, don't do that. He said, no, yeah, he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but a demonstration of the spirit and of power. Look at the next verse. That's your faith. The caution is that you won't put faith in what does not have standing. So that your faith should not stand in the caprice of men, the manipulative efforts. They promise breakthrough, but they give people breakdown. I think, Pastor, you told me to use faith. You to use faith, Pastor. Don't derive your faith from my money. You use faith and let money come to your pocket too. Praise God. Come on, give God a hand.
In fact, it's not going to tell man. I'm telling you. It's not going to tell man. Amen. And that's why, you know, people will, because they give money, look for special seats. Then they you won't be able to talk again. Say, not here. Yeah. God is here. Amen.
You know, just making motion without noise, without debate.
God calls for it, God will pay for it. That's our God. Give me a hand. Come on.
He said, according to my gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter, Philippians chapter 1, verse 12.
Philippians, that's our scripture reference for this month.
He said, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened to me are falling out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Verse 19. And I know that this also shall work out for my salvation. That's your gospel. Praise the Lord. Look at it. He said, for I know. And that's why we started from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You need to know. I need to know my gospel. Yeah. You will get there. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. It wasn't designed for it, but it turned for it. That's my gospel. Say, that's my gospel. Now, you see, if you cannot own it, then salvation is lost. When you can't even know what pertains to you in Christ Jesus. What is your gospel? The word gospel is not a Greek word. It's not a Hebrew word. It's an English word. You know, you can English check people, you know, fact check, right? Just Google it and say, what's the meaning of gospel? It means God's spell, the spell of God. When, you know, when they cast spell on people and they make people walk under that influence, that is the Greek, is an English word. And they derive that word, they use that word. The Greek word translated gospel is egalon. It's from that word you have evangelism, to proclaim good news. So what I share with you, my gospel, don't think it's blasphemous to think, oh, gospel is about Jesus Christ. Of course, it's about Jesus Christ. That's the good news about him. That if you don't receive that good news, there's no salvation. But the truth is also that there's a gospel about you. And the gospel about you is that it will turn out. Say it will turn out.
It will turn out.
For my salvation.
For my salvation.
It's the same word that is translated good tidings in Luke chapter 2, verse 10. Luke chapter 2. This is the gospel. This is the good news. This is the glad tidings. This is the egalon that the angel brought. And the angel said unto them, do what? That's the therapy God just, you know, only God can tell you relax. And if God tells you to relax, don't be unrelaxed. Because it will not work. Say it will not work. Yeah, unbelief excludes somebody from rest. That's what we read in Hebrews chapter 4. It said, we that have believed have entered into rest. He said the same word, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, my sister. He said the same word was preached to them. Say was preached. But it did not profit them. Not being mixed with them. You see that? He said, for unto us the gospel. Now, this gospel I'm sharing with you this morning is the good news about you. These people, this gospel they said was preached about, where they live in Old Testament, too. It wasn't because Jesus came in Old Testament, though. They live in Old Testament. But Bible says the word did not profit them, not being mixed with them in faith with them. Because if you go down that scripture, it was talking about how God took the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, if Jesus had given them rest, let me look for you, my sister. Look at around verse 8. Yeah, you see that Jesus there is Joshua. The same word, Jesus is also Joshua. God, the Lord has salvation.
If you look at another translation, it's Joshua, you will see. It's not Jesus Christ. It was, you know, he didn't put Christ there. Praise the Lord. Ah, thank you, my sister. Now, I was talking here. He said, if Joshua had given them rest, you know why? They did not believe. And all of them that didn't believe. So anytime you don't believe the gospel of God to you, including this, I will turn out for my good. How are you going to enter rest? Because the word, you say, it didn't prop, you know, people think God is a man. Say fake. God is not a man. God is, there is no man in class of God, man. If he says it, can I tell you something? I've shared it with you many times. God cannot joke. If God says, see your head like coconut, they say he will become coconut straight away. I'm telling you. Because God cannot joke. If he ever says, see your head like Mercedes, you will just see Mercedes. If he says it, he sees it. God said. God saw. Bible says, who said and it cometh to pass? Only God can do that. Bible says the word of God will not return. You see that word return there is to bring back proof. I've done what you said, sir. That's why when the word of God goes forth, it will come back. Sir, mission accomplished. And well, it does the gospel that God is sharing with you this morning. That you can rest and say, it returned. Say, it returned for my salvation. Let's see various graces or gospel that has been shared with us. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. I brought a word for you. My hope is that as you have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ, so you also believe this gospel about yourself. You know, some people, they preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they don't want the gospel about themselves. Of course, they will preach, people will get born again, people. But you think because somebody is preaching, he believes. You haven't seen an Islamic Muslim who is teaching Christian religious knowledge? You didn't hear? Oh, yeah. They go to school. Oh, you think you can teach Quran now if you go to school. You just go and teach it, you learn it. Because you say it doesn't mean you believe it. Bible says, the word they heard it, but they were hearing it. But you say, I will own it. Look at this story here. He said, but none of these things move me. Paul was saying, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify about the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of grace was committed to him. The gospel of grace was committed to him. Nobody thought about grace like Paul did. But the gospel about himself is, I know this return. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. We have the gospel of grace. We have the gospel of the kingdom. All of these are interrelated there, but it's essentially the good news of God communicated. He said, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of what? When we receive Jesus Christ, we receive the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that the salvation of Jesus Christ brought. But when Jesus Christ came, he was preaching about the gospel of God's kingdom, how beautiful it is. And you know, repeatedly, in Matthew chapter 13, he will share with us how many things the kingdom of God is likened to. He was telling us the good news about the kingdom of God. Say, it is my turn to dance.
It is my turn to dance.
It is my turn to dance. It is my turn to dance.
It is my turn.
It is my turn. It is my turn to dance. Let's try it. Let's try it. Oh, are you doing it? It is my turn to dance. It is my turn. It is my turn. Of Saul. He had escaped a very tempestuous voyage and besieged by a torrent called Euroclydon in Acts chapter 27. My people, all hope that they should be saved was lost. My God. Oh my God. My sister, let's go to Acts chapter 27. You're going to help me here. And look at around the middle of it where it says, all hope that we should be saved was lost. This is his story. There was no hope except that God turned it. Say God turned it. Oh yeah, this is his gospel. All hope that we, he said, after 40 straight days, there was no light, no sunlight, nothing. 20, thank you. Let's start it from that where he said there was no light for 14 straight days. Light out. Did you see that? Say, but it turned. Oh my God. This is where people who have roots in God lay claim. Because they are not talking about what they copy and pasted. They're speaking about first what they believed. He said, and I believe God that it shall be as the Lord has said unto me. You will see it now. He says, and when neither sun nor stars in many days, and I don't know. You see, sometimes the reality of that situation may be really apparent, very real. You can touch it, you can handle it, you can feel it, you can. But I tell you, it turns. Say it turns. Oh my people. You see, if you cannot anticipate good, you can't have hope. Are you here? People who are hopeless don't see any good coming, but you see good coming. Job chapter 14, verse 14. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until change. Say change. Yeah, that's the turning. My people think so. Things do what? Oh my God. My God. All I can tell anybody is, you know what we tell them? Don't die. Yeah, because if you die, then, you know, like that man. Let's give God the hand. All the days of my appointed time. In NIV, it says, all the days of my heart service will I wait. NIV, my sister. All the days of my heart service, I will wait because things turn. Did you see that? He said, all the days, this may look hard, tough, dingy, dark, but don't die. Because my gospel is that it will turn. Bless somebody, praise the Lord. That's God's good news to you. That's the, you know when people cast spell, they make people walk under doing what they not want to do. I mean, spell not be cast on you.
Yeah.
No, the people know the reality of spelling or casting spell. So when they saw how God's how God's word works, they said, this is a spell, but it's God's word. You won't think it will come out, but don't die. Let's go to Hebrews chapter. Now, Acts chapter 27. We are looking at verse 20. See what he says here. He said, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days. My dear brother, how many days is many days? But say, he didn't die. Say, I won't die too. Let somebody praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In our gospel, we don't die. We wait because it will change. Hallelujah. We wait because it will change. Say, I wait because it will change. Ooh, I'm going to dance. When you come and share your test, my sister came here and said, if anybody wants to join me, that's how you will say your own too. And like I join her dance, I will stand up for you too. Because I know our gospel. Amen. You know, can I tell you something? If somebody is running, you can't guess what is either he's chasing or he's chasing him. So when she said, anybody, you thought I just want to be like, be, no, I understand it. So I understand, you know, don't worry. Every day is God's day. The day you understand is your day. I'm telling you. Every day is God's day. No, God does miracle every day to those whose day come when they receive the word. Say, it's my day.
It is my day.
Yeah, that's why God said that to come and tell you. I said, he said, we finally give up all hope. Bad, say bad. In can I see KJV, man? Verse 20. He said, all hope that we should be saved. Except that in our gospel, it's all. I think I've said what God said I should say. Let's just go home and have lunch. Oh, yeah. Because if you get that, there's nothing to say again. Everything I'm going to say will just be dancing around the same thing. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, my sister. 28. In fact, open us, my sister. Go down this picture. There is a place where it says the angel of the Lord stood by him that night and told him, say, you will not die. Verse 23. He said, but there stood by me this night in the thick of blackness. May you not be lost on water.
Amen.
My people, if you go, maybe you go on cruise or up, everywhere you look is far from land. Anywhere you look. And now imagine darkness. If but thank God. He said, let's back up. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose heart I am myself. Now you should know his gospel to you. Are you here? Say, I know his gospel.
I know his gospel.
The next verse. See, at the start of the service, God said he wants to do therapy. Amen. He said, let the peace of God. You know, this guy inherited that peace in the thick of darkness. He began to speak to others. Nobody will speak to you when we take God's peace away from you.
Amen.
Because sometimes what you have remaining is so small like this. Like wife of Job. He said, thank God he hasn't died yet. You know, he's still alive. Then the wife wanted to kaput everything. just there's no hope for you. He said, but you won't meet such a person.
Amen.
Because he was strong in faith, saying you are speaking like one of the foolish people. You won't hear foolish advice.
Amen.
Oh, my people, you don't know there is a lot of foolish advice. You don't know. But you won't know.
Since you don't know, you won't know. Say amen. Amen. So, you don't know that there are some things it's good not to know. You don't know. Go and ask Adam and Eve. God said, the knowledge of good and evil is evil. You see, that knowledge of good and evil is a nickname. It's a tree of death. I better get you. Oh, you didn't get me? Because he said the day you eat it, you will surely what? So, you know, carrying it with knowledge of good and evil is a nickname. You know how when you were in school, you are Sylvester, you were to call yourself Sylvester. No! Oh, my people, young people, they have energy, I tell you. They will give their name all kind of. I have a friend, his name is General Belgrano. He has no record. You know, nobody will call him. Anyway, don't let me distract. Saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And no, God has given thee all them. Can I tell you a secret? If you stand well, you will make others stand. Amen. Have you left? Oh, you don't know what salvation you bring to those in your group. If you stand well, you won't stand with people who are going to fall down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Look at the next verse. See his assurance. Yeah, nothing has changed you except the visit, except the gospel that came to him. My God. Nothing changed. And he began to cheer people up. Stand up on your feet. He began to cheer people up. He said, be of good cheer. You know, some people in the team, they didn't believe in the sailors. Go on, woman, read it. Under the cover of darkness, they lower the escape boat so that they can let others perish. I think they will escape. And Paul cited them. He said, if you leave this boat where we are in now, only you will perish. My people, can I tell you something? The best umbrella is God's word. The best umbrella is what? There's no torrent that can flip it away. Anchor that is sure and steadfast. Say sure and steadfast. My people, if you don't have any such covering, you better go fetch it. Go do what?
Fetch it.
Once you see, the word of God is for everybody. I told you, whatever happens, run to God. You are the guilty, you are the victim, you are the good, you are the bad. Whatever. He said, whoever come to me, I will no wise do what? Can I tell you a secret? This is a secret. Later. You know, I don't keep it. You see, the moment you turn to God, in any event, you see, your act of turning to God is a righteous act. You didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. Oh. What did Abraham do? Bible says Abraham did what? Believe. And it was what?
That's righteous.
So he didn't do anything wrong. I'm not giving you license to do anything wrong. May you recover, because if the devil slay you before you get back to God, say no me. He said, therefore, sirs, be of good cheer. That's a God's word for you today. Amen. Tell your spirit, cheer up.
Cheer up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can I tell you a secret? Anytime you latch on the word of God, you induce the word to perform. You didn't catch it? Yeah. You can have medication. If you cannot swallow the medication, you cannot motivate the condition to open up. You don't know the capsule they gave us when it gets inside, it opens up. Oh, I'm telling you now. When you use the capsule, you see that capsule is a case. There is active ingredient inside. But if you cannot swallow it, as soon as you swallow it, there's, you know, your stomach is warm. I'm telling you, it's warm in there. It could be hot too. So they designed it so that the heat in your body will cause or all remove the covering. And then the soldiers will come out. Oh my God. And they'll say, where are they? Oh my God. And then you say, oh, I'm feeling better. I'm feeling better. Yeah, you have to feel better because you let, say I let it. That's how the word of God is. He said, I believe God. Say, it shall be. Now, that's a future present tense. It shall be. It's not what it is right now. Shaga. It shall be. You know why? The word of God works. You'll be working. You say, sorry, don't worry. I'm at it. That's what happened on Friday last week. Hallelujah. The word was there. It was working. Then he gave death. Then you say, oh, what just happened? Yes, I just happened. Give me the key. On the third day, death said, I could not. Say, I could not. I know you are standing, but you see, you have to stand as a soldier. Amen. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 28. When they got to Melita, a snake came out of the fire. They escaped. Look at verse 2, my sister. He said, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They survived. They survived that blackness of sea. They survived it. Go and read it when you get to this survival. And as soon as they got to this island where they were able to land, and the people of Israel saw that they just escaped a very bad situation, and they were trying to warm them up, give them support and all of that. They receive us, every one of us, because of the present rain and because of the cold. Go on, my verse 3. And while Paul, remember, this is gospel, gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire, a viper. Hallelujah. A viper. Why is he you alone, Saul? Paul. They said he was a sinner. Yeah, that's what they said. They said, vengeance is pursuing him. They didn't know that God brought him to their city to heal them, all of them. Say it turned. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, we'll go on to the next verse, a viper fastened on him. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is who? A murderer. Whom though he escaped the sea, yet vengeance will not let him live. They didn't know his gospel. Well, is that gospel that God brought to you and I today? It will turn. Say it will turn. Lift up your hands to God. Abby says, he shook up the beast into the fire and he felt no harm. You know what they said? They said, he's God. Look at everybody. They said, no, he's no longer a sinner. He is a God. Abby, they looked when he should have swollen and fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked, say a great while, they were waiting 14 days. Now they said, oh, they were convincing themselves. You see that kind of snake? The poison moves small. It will be moving small. It will take him 30 days. 30 days passed. It will take 60 days. 60 days passed. It will take 90 days. Because a great while must be a great while. Praise the Lord. When they saw no harm come to him, what they didn't know was that it had turned. They changed their minds. And they said what? Lift your hands to God. Thank you for the gospel he has sent to you. That's your good news. It will turn. It will turn. It will turn. Maru's skin, the cover. Shakado Koto Bratani. Maruko Shinde Kabaya. Say it with all. Say God, I believe it with all. The choir didn't know our title today was going to be my gospel. And look at the song they sang apt from start to finish. That God may testify and witness. My dear brother and sister, it turns. I can see everything
turning around.
They are
turning around.
They are turning around. I can see everything
turning around.
Oh, turning
around.
They
turning around.
I can see everything
turning around.
They are turning around. I'm not on anything, it's just that. Now you won't be able to do much because, but in our kingdom, we are not held captive. Say, we are not held captive. Paul said, when it pleased God, who formed me in my mother's belly and given me the grace to proclaim this word to all generations, and visited me and turned it. And since then, he said, I did not confirm with flesh and blood anymore. There's nothing to say anymore except to go and publish the goodness. Go ahead and thank God for the goodness he sent to you. It's not my word. I tell people, if I solve problem, I shouldn't have any. You know what I'm saying? If I solve problem, I shouldn't have any. But I should be living in the, I shouldn't be on the ground because there is too much dust around here. I should be living in the air. But it's the same God. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this great miracle you do in our lives. We bless you. In Jesus' precious name. Let's be quiet for some minutes in honor of God. Thank you, Daddy. Only you can say it and only you can do it. He said, Jesus said, to this end was I manifested. For this purpose, do I come to destroy the works of the devil. Daddy, only you. If you don't do it, it will be undone. And we shall be washed off. But if you say it, then it is established. Daddy, you know every one of us here. You know how we got here. You know what must happen for us to hear. Daddy, in the name of Jesus, the name that you gave us, you said, there is no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. Daddy, it could be Euclidon that brought darkness 14 straight days, and many days there are no hope. It could be viper that will rot, that will fasten itself. It doesn't matter the color, the candle, the nature, the format, how is this configured, designed, determined. It doesn't matter to you because you are God. Today, according to your gospel, to the gospel you sent to us, and we know, Paul said, it will turn for my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit. Philippians chapter 1, verse 15. Verse 25. Father, through prayer today and the supply of your Spirit, who is our helper, let nothing that must turn be left unturned.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bible says, after a great while, they knew that he should have swollen and fallen down and died, because they know their environment. They live in that area. They know the encounter they've had with snakes like that. They know they can survive. Except that somebody came who had a different gospel, my people. The gospel he came to that city with is that it turns. Not only did it turn in his life, God used Paul to turn situation around on that. They went to go and be bringing sick people to him. And he was turning. Daddy, shame that situation today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Papa. In the name of Jesus. Let those who are observing us join us to thank you.
Amen.
That the glory may be to your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's just give God a thanksgiving offering. Give your heart to me. My dear family, no man can do it. Only God, my people. Only God. I don't know any of these things. I don't know this is what he will tell us to do this week. I don't even know what I will preach next week. But we have learned, he will bring it. The Bible calls it the supply of the Spirit. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. We rejoice in your salvation, Papa. Only you. Only you. Only you. We return all the glory and honor to you. Give us joy and grace of heart to thank you for what you have done today. In Jesus' name we pray. You stretch your hands towards me. That I will preach no other gospel. That Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel, let the man be cursed. That I will preach no other gospel. But this gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God, the good news that God sent to his people, the gospel of the kingdom of God, not looking for nothing, but that God may be glorified. Thank you, Papa. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be all the glory. Please have your seat in his presence. We just escaped.